For our next story, we go to the heart of what's happening, New York City, Queens, where MC Homeboy Sandman tells his story.
I think this is 2008, when I found out what my true inner passion was, that I was a musician. I said, yo, I'm not losing focus. For me, I'm like, I'm not getting caught up in a rat race. Right now, the things that I'm gonna do for money, it's all gotta be related to my rhymes. I'm nickel and diming it, selling CDs, doing shows. I'm trying to make it work. You know, I had managed to pay some rent. I got this fat crib. But then, you know, soon after moving in, fell behind. Falling behind. And the landlord is like, yo, I'm not feeling it. Trying to evict me all types of times. I've been to court on multiple occasions. Comes to a point where I am 5 months behind on my rent. I'm 5 months behind, all right, at almost a grand a month. 5 grand in the hole. So I make the decision, when I go to court tomorrow morning, I'm gonna tell the judge, I give up, I ain't got no money, I'm gonna get out of the place, right? Okay. So next morning I wake up, walk over to the courthouse. When I get into the courthouse, I gotta speak with the court clerk, right? I speak with this woman, and for some reason, who knows why, she's like, yo, what are you gonna do? You're not gonna give the place up, right? Like, what do you mean? You have the record in front of you. I have no money. She says, don't give up. You have to tell the judge you'll get it. Tell the judge give you 15 days. Whatever you got to do, you can't give up. This is the court clerk, mind you. She's supposed to be on their side. I said, miss, what am I supposed to do? She looks at me with a look in her eye like she cares about me, like she feels real concerned for my well-being. And she's like, yo, trust me, B, get 15 days. So I say, all right, fine. She just talked me into telling the judge that I was gonna have the money in 15 days. I go in front of the judge, I say, judge, 15 days, I'll have it. Judge, of course, says, what do you mean 15 days, you'll have it? I say, 15 days, boom, that's, you know what I'm saying? Despite the fact that I clearly have no idea where the money's gonna come from, the judge says, fine, and he gives me 15 days. It doesn't make any sense. Nothing that happened in court that day made sense. I leave, just flabbergasted. And when I get home, sat down, turned the computer on, took the internet that I was stealing from somebody else's internet in the building, and the first email I see, Tag Records, MC competition today, this afternoon, Rucker Park, grand prize, $5,000. Grand prize, $5,000. And when I see this, I feel like a feeling washing over me, or just like, you know, magic of some sort of, or divine intervention for real. You know what I'm saying? The prize money was what I owed on this very day. I feel like all I gotta do is show up, win, which is obviously gonna happen based on the psychosis that just took place in the courtroom. And this is crazy to me.
You know what this is? Hey.
It's Jermaine Dupri's Tag Records, right? And I go over there. This place is packed, Rucker Park jam packed, fence to fence, okay? And the crowd was nuts. It was deranged out there. This particular competition, it wasn't a rap battle. It wasn't predicated on dissing each other, trying to cut each other down, which is something that I personally do not get down with. Instead, it was a let's see who could rap incredible competition, which of course I was built for.
So somebody's getting a $5,000 grant, that's correct?
Definitely, without a doubt. I mean, that's what the whole tag.
It started off with like 40 MCs, right? Each round, the winner was determined based on crowd noise. The cats who get the loudest response are gonna go, you know, to the next round. And everybody got up in the first round and spit their bars and all that. Of course, I get up there. Boom, I shut it down with a verse. Oh, incredible!
And I all got files on the ball open. People found me out smoking, I'll be out smoking. People in their house smoking, I'll be out voting. Don't get voted by the potent.
From the beginning, the crowd is loving me like crazy. Obviously, I'm on to the next round. Next round.
It is what it is, and it isn't what it was, and what it ain't. It's another dime a dozen, I don't covet, I create. When there's nothing in my cupboard, I be guzzling V8. I'm concerned about how the government and governor behave. I'm fed up with all the rubbish that the youngins emulate.
You can't nobody rhyme like me, and it's always been that way. So, it becomes apparent that I am the crowd favorite, with the exception of one other person. Is this kid named Cash Flow. I remember the kid's name, Cash Flow. And Cash Flow was from across the street. He was from the building across the street and knew half the people in the park. I get to the last round. Comes down to me and Cash Flow. Cash Flow and I were going back and forth, and the crowd was just maximum noise. Couldn't get no louder each time. The judges keep going, all right, go again. So we go about three extra rounds. And there was really no way to differentiate his crowd noise from my crowd noise. So they had to go and get this decibel noise meter reader. Once they brought the noise meter out, they had us do one more round. And I went first.
The most aggressive professor versus the senses and self-sense of the message. I take adventures with my brother in heaven.
And I got bars until the earth stops spinning. So I spit all types of bars, right?
My soul with soldiers is shoulder to shoulder versus the soldiers that pull us over the soakers with hoses.
And the crowd made gigantic, stupendous, enormous noise. And you look on his device and it was super loud. And I'm like, yo, he's not gonna top that, this kid. You know what I mean? So then he gets up. He spits his bars and, you know, I'm not trying to downplay him. He can rap. And like, I don't know if his cousins was there, mother, brother, aunts, uncles, aunts, sisters, sister-in-law, grandparents, whoever was there, they went berserk for him. They was screaming, people was getting nosebleeds. They went as wild as they can. And you look at the device when he was finished, I was down by 0.02. When they announced that he had beat me by those 0.02, you know, I try to never feel bad if I do my best, and I know I had done my best, but it didn't even make sense. I was like, nah, this can't, it can't be. It can't be that I didn't win this, you know what I mean? Like, he got it by the most slenderest of margins, that it's just like if a bird flew overhead, the bird's wings determine the outcome of the competition. And that was it, and he read it off, and the crowd was majorly like, no, hell no, yeah, hell yeah. This is Tag Records when Jermaine Dupri was doing the Tag Records thing. A couple of minutes later, Jermaine Dupri emerges.
Listen, and it's so close.
Okay, he comes out, steps out on the stage, and he says, yo, it's a tie. Jermaine Dupri, you know, because he knew his hip hop, he said, this Sandman kid is not gonna lose to this kid, Cash Flow. It's a tie. Done deal. They both gonna get the money. Word to the mother. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. Maybe we'll have to split this and I'll get a nice $2,500. I'll go back to the judge with $2,500. He'll be like, all right, I'll give you a little more time. Yo, they gave me the full 5 G's. They gave me the full 5 G's. Okay? As if I had won the joint outright. As it turns out, I got evicted 5 months later. Okay, I got evicted 5 months later, but in the 5 months that winning that competition bought me, such significant things happened in my career. The day that I got evicted, the next day I was leaving for 3 weeks to be on the road. The moral of the story is, go for it, son. Go for broke. You know you're going for broke because you broke. And when you go for broke, God is going to look out. And Jermaine Dupri is going to look out too. Peace. Mm-hmm.
My sixth sense keen. My scene's the existence squeezed between a heard and seen. My urban streets got rivers and streams. Berg and D. My insurance is web MD. My cup runneth over. My tank runneth on MD. My man pointed out, even though there's no I in team, there's a M and E. My click ride deep. My crib 5D. My kicks at my tops. And
that's how homeboy Sandman gets down. His latest record, White Sands, is out right now on Stone's Throw Records. And understand, the music for that piece, all of it, was taken from Homeboy Sandman's catalog. We'll have links on our website, snapjudgment.org. And if there was any question, that piece was produced by Pat the CD Miller.